recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Bechorot is daf Mem Alef. We're holding at the Halakha Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Amud Beit, and we're talking to you, Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim. Continuing on with the various mumim, and yesterday we had discussed the questions of a tail of a gedi, which was curled like a chazir. We mentioned the number of vertebrae in the tail that could be a pagam. What about the overall length of the tail of an egel? We've spoken before about a gedi and a tle. How about an egel? Says the Mishnah, Zanav ha-egel, which is so short that it isn't long enough to reach the arkov. She'enu magat le'arkov. Do not confuse the arkov with the ayin, with the arkuva, with an olive, because they have nothing in common. The arkov is actually the knee, except that people think, and we've talked about this many times, I didn't pull them many times, people think that the knee of an animal is what is truly the ankle, because if you look at the leg of an animal, the ankle, the extended bone of the foot, really, in the animal has become so long that the foot extends all the way up to what looks like the middle of its leg, but actually isn't, and that's because almost all of the leg is covered by the muscles, except in a camel. Now, in the animals we've been discussing, the kosher animals, you don't really see the knee. Completely covered by muscles, and it looks like it's part of the side of the animal. But in a camel, you can actually see that entire leg go all the way up, and it sticks out very clearly from the rest of the muscles that carve around towards the rump, and it looks like it's on top of them. And therefore, we're going to use the camel as a hecker in the Gemara, as we did many times in Chulin. So we're talking about over here the arkov, and therefore, if it isn't long enough to get to that, and that is not very long because it's all the way up near the tail, then it's considered to be a mum to shechta b'chor. Amru chachamim, no, that's not a mum. Kol marbit agalim, kid. The normal growth of agalim is like that. They start off short, but kol zman shiyu megadlin in mitachot, they keep growing in length as the animal grows, and it's certainly not a mum if temporarily it hasn't reached its full growth. When we talk about the arkov, which arkov do we mean? This, to make it absolutely clear, we don't mean the arkov with an olive. Ezel arkov sha'omru, Rabbi Chanina ben Atignos somer, it's the arkov that is smack bang in the middle of the upper part, not the leg, it's the middle of the upper part, that is the femur bone, and it's be'emza hayarech. And the Braita makes it even more clear. Tada, kefetz ha'elyon, the knee bone, not the kefetz ha'tachton, the joint. In other words, the knee joint, not the ankle joint. And you don't see this in the egel at all, actually. But kenegdo begamal is nikar. You can see it very clearly in a camel. Continues the Halakha Mishnah, al elu mumim, and on all of the above mumim, shalchin et ha'bechor, upsulei ha'mukdishim niftin aleihem. These are full 100% mumim, as opposed to the mumim that we mentioned briefly yesterday, we're going to get to later, which are mumim that, even though you can't bring them home in this beach, you also cannot shech ha'bechor or be paid upsulei ha'mukdishim. Says the Gemara, but that's how you started the Masechta. Masechta started with the words, al elu mumim. Why are you repeating al elu? Obviously, these are all part of it. You started off the parak by saying, that's true, but we never said the part about Suleyam Mugdashim, now did we? And the Seifet Strichale, quote, continued our Mishnah, Suleyam Mugdashim Yivdin Aleyem, unquote, there you go. What do you mean, there you go? Obviously, if I can be Mishka Shachtin, and we've said this before, if I can even Shech the Bechor to eat it, then kol shekein I can be paid at psulei mukdashim based on it, mifrik miboy. So that can't be why the Mishnah is coming to add something? I did a ton. I'll tell you why it's here. Remember that Elah, some have I Elah, Elah added three things. And they said, no, we never heard those three things. And then we have all of these continuing Mishnayot where it mentions the name of some Tana. So it's Yechidoi. We have the Reb Chanina ben Antignas, we have Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, and they all appear to be individual opinions, which would be Shaloki Elchata. And therefore, Katoni Vati Yechidoi, therefore comes along our Mishnah to say you should know that even though we say it that way, and you might have thought at first glance that it's not the halacha, kasatin lebekulu, therefore concludes a Mishnah as a grand finale on all of the above, even the data yachid, even the ilah's additional three, al elu mumin shokin apachor, em tzulemet ashenif ilah lehem. And that ends the opening of full mumin. Now, we also, as we mentioned yesterday to introduce our Mishnah, we also have mumin, which are not royal mizbeach, the elu she'ein shochatim aleim lo b'migdash, but they are still not roy for shchita b'medina. We're not matir a bechor with them. Now, these, of course, would include, we already have a sense of what this includes. We know that a mum over, you can't check the bechor on, but a mum over, so long as that mum is there, you also can't bring it on mizbeach. So the things that we listed earlier as mumim kvuim, their equivalent as mumim ovrim, would still be also for shchita b'migdash, and therefore also b'medina. We also saw a little bit earlier that there are some things that are considered to be megune, so that we talked about the hairy warts yesterday. So those things are just, they're not really mumim, but they're inappropriate. Now why we disallow inappropriate, what that comes from, we said there's machlokas really beit harishonim, whether it's a getter of inappropriate because it's mifchar nidorecha, and this is not called mifchar, or whether it's inappropriate because it's hakrivei onala pechatecha issues, it's inappropriate because you wouldn't give it to a human as a human gift, and there's even a shita of the among the achrenim of whom the chazanish is the main holder, the shita that holds that it's really a gezeir derabbanan because of the confusion with such things with real mumim, and therefore we expanded the din mumim, but obviously we can only expand it lechumra, we can't expand it lekula. Okay, in any event, we'll go through this a little bit more later, but let's get a list now of all of those things. So, first of all, we just saw earlier the chavarvar, which were the white specks in the eye, and we said, well, only if they're kavuim, they needed to be there for 80 days, no business. Then we had mayim, and the mayim we had before, the mayim that were kavuim, and how we determined that they're kavuim. But what about if they're not kavuim? So if they're ainon kavuim, they're not included in the earlier Mishnah, and therefore we do not shecht on them, but so long as they're there, we can't be makrev on them either. We also had cases which, forgot to mention this, another category, cases which are not noticeable enough. So we had the chutin apnimi that were nekru we had before, those are really mumim. But how about if they were just nidgamu? Now this is a case that is certainly noite more to the chazanish, that it's a getter of a gezeira. Because people are not going to be machalic between the places where they were completely nekru or where they were just nidgamu. In other words, that they should be considered to be mumim shebegalui only if they're completely nekru. That's a little bit hard to hear. Because of that, we're geyser that the chutim apnimiim, even if they were only nifkamu, but therefore it's not really a mumsha begalui, but we aser anyway.
So where are these ones?
The gum, the inside gum, all the way in the back. Uba al garav, uba al yabelet, uba al chazazit. So now these things are going to be a problem because all of them are essentially listed in the pasuk. We explained the yabelet yesterday, that the yabelet in the pasuk is talking about that it has a bony structure, and the yabelet that we're talking about is a yabelet in the white of the eye that has hair in it, and the yabelet that is in the Mishnah of Rebbe Chanina is a yabelet which is on the pupil of the eye, And that, indeed, you can shecht on, whereas our Mishnah is talking about a hairy abelet in the white of the eye. And the Mishnah that said the abelet in the lavan is b'chlal not a boom, that's talking about without hair. But that's all fine. But the garav and the chazazit are written the first in the pasuk. It says, O yabelet, O garav, O yalefet. We're going to see that that's chazazit. We're going to obviously have to distinguish between the garav and chazazit in the pasuk and in our Mishnah in the same way that we manage to distinguish between the yabelet and the yabelet in our Mishnah. Then we have the zakin. If it's very old, that may be defined by the sugyan para, three for the par, and two for the other meaning, or if it's cholet, so that it can't stand without trembling, or if it's mizoham, so it has a stench, that could be a stench because it has some kind of mange or skin disease, or a stench because it's very sweaty, whatever. And shenevda ba'avira, where it was used for sexual purposes, or shehemita adam, so you'll say, well, so then it has to be killed. So anyway, it's going to be not usable. It's either asur ba'anoah, if it's after the psak, or you mechuyev to bring it to Bezira to use it, and therefore it should be included under Mashki Yisroel. What does that have to do with Mumim Shebechor? But no, here we're talking about that it was Al Pi Echad. And this is Al Pi Echad, that has no meaning in a court, because we know that the same din of the Baalim is the same din of the Shor, and that's from the Pasuk. So just like we won't accept one aid for a din in a human court, we won't accept one aid in a din for a defendant that is not human. But when it comes to Isser, in terms of the Kashrus of his Beit, Isser Eid Echad Neman B'Issuri, and therefore Al Pi Echad, it's Nema, or Al Pi Habaalim, we have an even better issue. Al Pi Habaalim, and this is how Rashi understands it. Unless everybody agrees that we're getting into this at all, but that if the Chiyav is a Knas, we view this as a Knas, Chiyav Misa, so then it would be a Meir B'Knas. Others say it's simply because Adam Korovetz Latzma, and therefore he's not suitable for an aid, but he would still be Neman in terms of the Isser. So there, we cannot shecht it, but we also, we're not able to use it on the Mizbeach. Tumtum van Droganus, and a tumtum, which is the genitals are covered with a membrane, with a piece of skin, or an androgynous, where we have both sets of genitals, that is not roi lo b'migdash, v'lo b'medina. Shmuel, it should say, Omer, that's crazy. Ein lecha mum gadol mizeh. There's no bigger mum than having messed up genitals. Why isn't that a mum? The Chachamim omrim, what about, we're talking about a mum. It's not even a bechor. Ain't a bechor. It could be nigzaz, it could be nevad. If it was a bechor with a mum, then it wouldn't be able to be nigzaz with nevad. So we have here three shitot, at least. So we have the Tanakama holds, it could be a bechor, but then it would need a mum. Now the question is, a bechor, I mean, it can't really be a bechor because I don't know it's a male. It would be a suffix bechor, and that's what they say. It's a suffix bechor, but it doesn't have a mum. Rabbi Shimon, so then we wouldn't be able to bring it in the base of Mikdash because we don't know, maybe it's Kulim Bazara would be a lot of Mikdash. We don't know that it's a bechor, because if it is a bechor, we don't know. There's no mum, so we can't bring it to Medina. So you're stuck. If Rabbi Shmuel is saying, in the chav mum gadol misa, he might mean one of two things. He might mean that I'm not sure if it's male. But even if it is, what the heck? Got a mum. Or he might mean, this is definitely a male. So in other words, even an androgynous is definitely male. We'll worry about tumtum separately. We're going to see in the Gemara tomorrow that tumtum in a lot of these cases just brought aga. We shouldn't really say tumtum, because it could be tumtum is definitely a safek. But an androgynous has male genitalia. And therefore, it could be Rabbi Shmuel is saying, look, I'm telling you it's a bechor. It also has female genitalia. That's a mum. But it's a bechor with a mum. That the Gemara is going to discuss. And the Chachamim say, this is neither male nor female. It's vadai, not a standard male. Now, that could also mean it's a birya b'fnei atzmo, or it's excluded because of a special pasuk, as we'll see, that expands the din of zocher b'negea to bechor to a classical male rather than a modern male, which is an androgynous. So it doesn't include those kind of males. But lemaisa means that we really have five possible categories here, and we're going to clarify all of this in the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand. A Baal Garav, you say, is not able to be shechted by Medina? What do you mean? It's a Befresh HaPosek that it's 100% a mum. How can you say Garav? No. You see in the Mishnah, Garav lo vaktiv, Garav biaraita. It says beferish in the Torah, the Lashon of Garav. We had yesterday, Averet, O Shavur, O Charutz, O Yabelet, O Garav, O Yalefet. So what are we talking about here? And we know that these are the two things actually we're going to have in the Mishnah. It says in the Braita, just to make it clear, that Garav implies And Chazazid lo, I skipped that piece. And Chazazid lo, Vaktiv Yalefet, also. And Yalefet, it says in the Braita, is the Chazazid here, because it says in the Braita, the Garav is what we call Hacheres, which is very dry, and the Yalefet is the Chazazid Amitzrit, which is what the Mishnah calls here the Chazazid, I suppose. The Omer Esh Lakish, why did the Torah use the word Yalefet to refer to a Chazazid? Lama Nikrishma Yalefet, because Yalefet means it enwraps you. It means it keeps hold of you. Shemalafefet v'olechet ad yom ha-mitah, that this is going to be with this animal till it drops dead. But, of course, the pasuk is referring to humans also by the Makot Mitzrayim. So it says the Gemara, let's take the Chazazit. Obviously, we have a simple way out of Chazazit, because the Mishnah doesn't say Chazazit Mitzrayim, it just says Chazazit. So Chazazit HaMitzrit may be worse. So Mishnah, the Chazazit is no problem. The Braita, which explains the Pasuk, says the Pasuk is referring to the Chazazit HaMitzrit as the Yalefet, whereas our Mishnah is talking about a standard Chazazit, which is nowhere near as bad, and that, even though you can't be makriv on, but it's curable, so it's a mumover, and you can't check them. But you can't check them in Medina either. You can't bring it on the Mizbeach, you can't check them in Medina. But how do you explain the two types of garav, the garav in the Mishnah versus the garav in the Torah, which is 100% amum? Garav agarav kash. So you want to know, the garav agarav is also not a problem, because there are two types of garav. One is a moist garav, so it's softer. And in the Pasuk, we're talking about the cheres, as we said. The yavesh is very, very dry. So the lach is itse, but the dry one, garav, that there's no way to get rid of. That's, don't know, some type of boil. It's one of the things that appeared in Mitzrayim, but I mean, the specific, you know, medical description of the difference with the chazazit and garav, I don't know. I don't know if anybody knows. So the yavesh lo mitase, there's no way to ever cure the yavesh. Therefore, it's Valei Amum, and that's what the Torah was talking about when it talked about the Garav. Wait a minute, that's not true. Even the Lach is not going to be curable, because it says Beferish in the Torah, in the Techecha, it says, Yakecha Hashem Bishchin Mitzrayim, Uv Techorin, Uv Garav, Uv Acheres. Now look. The cheres, you said the garav is the cheres. I'll tell you the garav can't be the cheres. So this is separately. So this has got to be a garav that is not as dry as the cheres. Okay, so then it's a lach garav. But it says that even the lach garav is never going to be cured. It says you will never, lo techali rapei, you'll never be able to get better. So therefore, mirichtiv ubacheres, since it lists separately the cheres from the garav, then this garav is got to be talking about a garav lach. And that would mean that both types of garav are incurable, in which case they should both be mumim gemurim, and not what you're claiming in our Mishnah, that they're just not usable on the Mizbeach, but they're not mumim gemurim on either. So therefore the garav lach is talking about here, Amor, the Kama Shalotu Chali Rape. Therefore, there's got to be three types of Garav, otherwise we're not going to have an answer. So, Alatlate Garav Habi. We have the Posik that talks about the Garav, which we're identifying as the Cheres, not the Posik in the Teichacha. Posik in Mumim, that is a Yavesh completely. Inside out, it's totally dry. The Mishnahs, which says that it's not really a mum, it's just not roy to bring it on the Mizbeah, that's talking about it's curable, so it's completely locked. It doesn't have an area that is hard like Kharif. Not inside, no, not outside. And then we have the Pasuk about Mitzrayim, that is, and I'll show you that it's actually Merumas in the story of Mitzrayim, that is lach mi bachutz. But it's Yovesh Bibifnim. That's the thing. And it says that in the Pesukim. If you take a look at the Makot of Mitzrayim, it says, Vayishkin Aba'abuot Poreh Ba'adam. So what is boiling up, Loshen Meba'aveah, is always liquidy. And it says that that came up out of the skin, Poreh. That means that the upper surface is liquidy, it's soft. But inside, it's hard. That's why we have a Garav that's also not going to find a cure. But it's neither of those is the Garav in our Mishnah, which is completely soft. Then we have a Zakein, Hakolev, Mezuham. How do we know that those things are not included in the Hakrov al Gambi Mizbeh, even though they're not Mamish Mumi? You know what I mean? The Tana Rabbanan, we have three miyutim. The Torah lists min hatzon, min hakvasim, or min haizim. Min, of course, means some of, but not all. So those three miyutim teach me prat lezaken lechole ulemezoham. So if the animal is old, trembly, or mezoham, I think did we forget to mention mezoham in the Mishnah? I don't remember explaining mezoham. So mezoham is a smelly animal. We actually missed it. Okay, so mezoham means that it has some type of skin disease which causes it to smell, or it may simply be overly perspiring or something. So it's a sweaty animal, but it stinks. And these three types of animal are all puzzle, and we need three miyut. Because ikadarch manachat, let's say we'd only say one miyut, and we would use that, maybe to be mamayit zake. I would say that's because nobody's discovered a cure for old age.
Could the smell be a function of its seed?
No, because then it would be curable.
That's right, so it would be right.
But in Okinawa, I mean, while it would smell, if it could be perspired because of what you're feeding it, yeah, sure. So then while it smells, but the zake is hadabori, but maybe something that could be cured. So even though it's trembly, it's still hadabori, same hello. And if we have another one, that would include chole, or if we had the one, because of chad, I would say it's chole. Some gears it changes because it's a little weird to write. Yitkot ha'chon al-mute is okay, the Torah doesn't write anything. It says min. That was if it would write one. So if you want to learn zakein, you wouldn't learn chole. If you want to learn chole, you wouldn't be able to learn zakein. Because chole, something's wrong with it. Lav urche. But a zakein, that's the way organisms are. They get old. Alva zakein anu urche. Maybe that's kosher. Vika da run a tray. Let's say we would have two mints. So I would say, that includes both zakein and chole. Okay, but that's because both of them are weakened. They're bekechishi, but a mezuham, there's no infirm element of mezuham. So it's low koch, it's not weakened in any way. Emelo, v'inami namuti mezuham, and if it would have said, if it would have said beferish mezuham, I would say, okay, that's disgusting. Mezuham isn't a disgusting thing to bring on the mezveya. Aval hani galomi yisei a zake, or a chole, okay, I mean, so it's not in the best of shape, but it's not disgusting. Emelo, therefore I need all three miyutim. Vishenevda Boavira continues the Mishnah. If it was used for sexual purposes or had murdered, so turn around. Mina Bema, the min, we used to be motzi, rovea vinirva. Min habakar, lotziata neva. So it was used for Avodah Zarah, for it used either as the passive or active sexual partner, or min hatzon, if it was set aside for Avodah Zarah, and that's a mukte, that's lotziata munka. Uminatzon, the extra vav, that comes to be motzi enogeach. And of course, we're going to have to explain if that's the case. Why do we need a pasuk? I mean, all the cases where it was actually nevat, the cases where it's rovei nevir nirva, or where it murdered, are b'nei k'tala. Z'ane b'nei k'nala, you know? And as we explained in the Mishnah, api edechad api abali. Now, I understand getting to the Stumptum von Droganus piece. I understand why I can't bring it on the Mizbeah, okay? Because how can I bring a Suffolk Bechor? Assuming that this is the Tanakhama's problem. Obviously, they don't hold it to Mum, because then Mermanav Shachar would be okay to bring Machut. So, you're going to tell me a Tumtum, all right, I can't bring a Tumtum in the Beis HaMikdash, maybe it's in the Kiva. On the other hand, I can't bring it in the Medina, because maybe it's a Zachar, and I don't see any Mum. Because according to the Tanakhama, there's no Mum. Well, like Muma. But I don't quite understand Androgynous. I understand why not the Megiddush, okay? The Androgynous may be a female. But why can't I say in the Medina, what's your concern? Your concern is that it's a male. Well, it sure's got a genital problem if it's a male, because it's got a slit right through its genitals, which is its supposed nakvus. So even if you're going to view it as a male, it's a male that has a charitz. And we said, look, a charitz that goes through the different parts of the body is a mom. So why can't I yishkot alah? Let me shecht it, even if it's a zohar, I'll shecht it because of the charitz. Omar Abaye, a charitz that doesn't cut through anything that is bony. And we're going to talk about this in a minute. Since it says, O charutz, O shavur, puts them together, the charutz has to be similar to the shavur. The shavur, by definition, breaks. It's a break in a bone. So then a charutz has to affect something bony. And therefore, this is not something bony. Now, this is very strange because, of course, we had before charutz in the lip. I mean, how in the world are you going to learn the lip? Lip clean can't be bony. Right, so there's all kinds of discussion in the Express. I haven't seen anything in the Mishnah, surprisingly. But in the Achronim, there's a lot of discussion about why Abaye is not a problem in the Mishnah. Probably the most likely explanation is that when he says a bone, he doesn't mean literally a bone. He means in something where the entire organ becomes dysfunctional. The point of the lip is that it's supposed to be a sealant. So if you have a charitz in it, it's not a sealant. Therefore, it doesn't work anymore. That's what he means. But over here, the nakvus, obviously, it doesn't cut through its male part. It just is an addition. So it doesn't affect anything. It hasn't changed any bony structure. So it's not serious.
He uses the
atzmut of it. Rav Amar, you don't have to come on to this. You don't need to come on to a hekesh between the shavur and the charutz. Without that, you know that it can't be a charutz b'malkam baser. For sure, lo matzis amret charutz b'malkam baser is a mum. Because if you think that charutz b'malkam baser is a mum, then the whole pasuk about garab doesn't make any sense. Because isal kadaita have muma. Then why would given the Omar Mar Garab Zehacheres, it's already Michratz Charetz, has broken through the skin, correct? And it's made it now a charitz, because where the Garab is, there's no skin. And you're thinking that skin that has a hole in it, that has a slit in it, is a pagah. So you'll say, well, I mean, but I can't see it because it's covered by the Garab, right? Ah, no, because since it says by Nega'im Umar Ewa Mok Ben Ha'or, and we understand that Kamin, Kimarecha Maha Mukamanatzel, so one sees from here that something that is noticeable, Tmar Ewa Mok Ben Ha'or, that itself is considered to be, even though there's something that's on top, doesn't matter, I can see it extending into the skin, and that's called extending into the skin, even though I only see the mark of it from above. So that should be true, even though the charitz has got the garab on top of it, it's considered to be visible, and it's a mum shebegalui, and it's a charutz. So therefore, why do I need the Torah to write the garab if it's already charutz plus? Lichtov Rachmana Charutz v'lo bo'i garav, because then it's already Charutz. So it must be, I'll say to myself, for heaven's sakes, if a Charutz alone, without this disgusting growth on it, is enough to make it possible, even Babasar, because that's what you're suggesting, that Charutz is even Babasar, a garav, which is even disgusting, Kol Shekin is going to be worse. So why is there any question at all over here? It's both Michratz Charetz and Moz. Therefore, it must be Kata Rachmana Garav B'Dedavka to teach that if it isn't a Garav, a Charutz in the place where the Garav is, which is in the skin, and not in the bone, wouldn't have been a bone. So Charutz B'Makom Basar Lo Havimum. Now, Rabbi Shmuel on the other side, Rabbi Shmuel says, there's no bigger mum than that. I thought if I just explained that it's not a mum because it's not a charutz similar to shavur. Why doesn't he agree with that? Gabaya lo amar, charutz to be the shavur lo amrinim. There's no reason to say such a thing. I mean, the fact that one is in a bone and one is in an eye and one is in a flesh. I mean, the whole pasuk is like that. Why would I compare them? And as far as Rava, who talks about the garav being essentially a charutz, it's not true. Dilma hecha de lo minkra. Look, there's a big difference between a slit right through the genitals and a hole that I can identify because I'm oak mina or. I mean, come on. There's no comparison. I mean, one is like very blatant. Maybe that's a mumrah. Remember, there was always this getter of what's like a really vicious mum. So maybe this is a vicious mum. That's not a vicious mum. A choritz b'makom basar. Normal. Boy, Rava. Rava says, okay, but we still really don't understand Rabbi Shmuel, do we? Because there's two ways of understanding. In my time of the Rabbi Shmuel, it may be mifshe pshita le androgynous b'choru. Maybe he knows clearly that androgynous is definitely a male. Except that it's a male with a mum. Because it has the charitz of the nakvut, mumo imo. Or maybe he's just saying, look, I don't really know. I mean, maybe it's male, maybe it's a female. Svukim is akula. He's just saying, but what's the difference? Even imtim tzolaymar, comma, even if you want to say imtim tzolaymar, it's a male, and it's a bechor, what's the problem of shechting it? You could still go and shecht it because it's a bechor with a mum. Why am I concerned? Because it makes a major difference. If you're telling me that it's Vaday a male, then you'll get Malkus for Gizav Aveda. Or if it's Vaday a male, then you have to give it to a Kohen. If he's Mesutik, so obviously he's not going to allow you to do Gizav Aveda, Mitzad HaSofik, but on the other hand, if you do, you can't get Malkus, because it's Havrat Safek. And you also, you wouldn't have to give it to a Kohen. It's a major nafkamina in how to understand Rabbi Shmuel. Inam el mitzvah l'kohen. Says the Gemara, I'll prove to you what he holds. Tashma. Rabbi Law, mer mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Take a look at Rabbi Shmuel himself. He's quoted by Rabbi Law. Androgen is b'choru umumo imo. That's pretty positive. It's definitely a b'chor, but it's got a mum. Why is that? Shmuel mer mishum Rabbi. Clearly, he knows it's a b'chor. I mean, maybe all Rabbi Law is saying is that according to Rabbi Shmuel, treat it like a b'chor l'chumra, but even if it is, it's mumo imo. Maybe that's all he means. Maybe he's not saying positively it's a b'chor. So dilma im tim tzolam b'chor. I don't see that as a complete riot. Okay, take a look at the bride. Tashma. We darshan the posik. The Torah mentions im ola korbano min abakar zachar. So then why does it need to repeat Zachar later on with Im Minat Son Korbano, Minak Vasim Manizim, Zachar, again it says Tamim Akriveno. So Zachar obviously means not a Nekeva. But why then add a Zachar again? So clearly now you're expanding your concept of demanding pure Zachrut. Why? What does that mean? Shomer lamata Zachar. She'ein Tamad Lomar. What's the point of adding another Zachar? Ma Tamad Lomar? To teach me it cannot be a tumta vandrogenus. Now, okay, tell me who said that statement. We have three shitot in our Mishnah. Who said that statement? Money. Did the Tanakhama say that statement? I mean, the Tanakhama holds, I don't know what it is. I can't check it in the Beit HaMikdash. Maybe it's chulin. I can't check it outside. Maybe it's a zohar, and it doesn't have a mum. So what is the Torah telling me? Don't bring an oila from a tukta vandrogynous, because you're not sure. What do you mean? God, are you sure? So what are you telling us? If I'm not sure, I won't do it. I mean, I don't need a person to tell me a suffix. I have general dinim how to deal with a sfeikus. But if God wants to tell me, he doesn't know. I mean, that's ridiculous. Me, Eva, we bring a pasuk to be mamayat a suffix. I mean, that can't be. Atikolamute sfeika. Now, it's not really 100% clear why we're assuming that for sure the way that the Tanakhama understands the Mishnah is that we're just not sure whether it's a zohar and a keva. Because we could have understood that it's not really a mum, but it's bad. So it's not mifchar. It would be the same where it's a gezeira. Maybe it should be esktaisus, the same as the chutira pnimiot, that were nivgamu but weren't necro. So Tosus explains the Gemara's taking this for granted. Because since Rabbi Yishmael says it's a bechor umumo imo, it seems pretty clear that according to the Tanakhama, it's not for sure a bechor. Because, I mean, otherwise, that's not the point that Rabbi Shmuel should be making. So we understand that it's got to be, according to Tanakhama, a Sfuki Misafka. And the only thing that we need to take into consideration is that Sfuki. According to Rabbi Shmuel, we need to take into consideration, perhaps, both Sfuki Misafke and Amum, or even Varei Zachrus and Amum. And that's what our question is here. Ella, so what do you want to tell me? No, Adarabba. This was the closing sheet of the Rabbon in the Mishnah that said, nah, tumtum androgynous. That's not a Bechor at all. It's not a Bechor with a mum. It's simply chulin. And you can go ahead, you could do Giza Vaveda, and so that would make sense. How do I know that? From this pasuk that expands the Din of Bechor. But no, that's not true. By the way, that would still leave us in doubt. That's really my focus. Does that mean that there's a specifically expanded concept of Zachris for the Karbanis? Or does it mean that by definition, it's a Birya B'fnei Atzma all over? Because here we're learning it out for the extra pasuk. But it can't be the Rabbanim. Because those Rabbanim, we're talking about a Bechor. This pasuk that we brought over here in the Braita is talking about the Karban Olah, where we have indeed extra psukim of Zachar. But by Bechor, we don't have extra psukim of Bechor. And the Rabbanan and Batroi learn them all out of one pasuk, which is by Zachar, that Zachar that it says by Bechor. Michad kro nafke. To agabi Bechor, we only know. Chad kro hu dichtive. The Torah writes one pasuk kol a Bechor, ha Zachar takdish l'Hashem Elokecha. Where else it says Zachar by Bechor? So therefore can't be these Rabbanim, because they don't need extra psukim. So they're Mamayat Kulaminayo. They are Mamayat Tumtum, Androgynous, and Nekeva. There's only one possibility. It could only be Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah. Now, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Shmuel holds 100% this is a male, okay? So that if Mifshat Pshitale, I need the pasuk to tell me that this 100% male is not suitable for the mizbeah. It's a kulamut. But if it's Rabbi Shmuel himself is insured, I don't know what an androgynous is. So then you're left with the same question you had before. So the Torah has to tell you. If you don't know, yeah, you also don't know God. Oh, I thought somebody was going to come up with an answer. So that can't be the meaning. You're going to tell me with Safkele, Yitzur Kolomute Sveika, which leaves us with only one option. It's got to be Rabbi Shmuel, and it's got to be the Rabbi Shmuel knows. And the Pasuk is saying that nonetheless, don't bring this on the Mizbeah. Nah, it's not persuasive at all. Because let's say it's the Rabbanan Batroi, and they say, yeah, 100%, it's not a Bechor. And you said, but it only says one time Zohar by Bechor. That's not true. It also says, HaZecharim v'avartikol petarechem, HaZecharim l'Hashem. So Lamais, we have three psukim of Zohar when it comes to Bechor. Zecharim and Zachar. So it may very well be that by Eila, where we have the psukim of Zohar. Why can't that be the Rabbanan Batroi? So we're left completely up in the air when it comes to Rabbi Shmuel. So the Chachomim say Eino Bechor at all. Forget about it. It says Rabbi Shmuel. Wait a minute. That's about an androgynous. That's where the Chachomim want to say that that androgynous is not a suffix. An androgynous is something else. And again, that's something else based on this pasuk of the extension of Zachar. Is it all over Birya B'fnei Atzmo? Fine. We're going to make it clear as we go on tomorrow. But when it comes to tumtum, I mean, how is a tumtum a different type of thing? There's nothing different about a tumtum's genitals, quadgenitals. There's just not a recognizable genital because of additional flaps of skin. But what does that have to do with making a birya? That's a straight-out suffix, that's for sure. Now, tomorrow, we're going to have a lot of questions on this assumption. Because there's many places where we keep listing tumtum and androgynous together, and we seem to throw in tumtum along with androgynous to give it a din of a different species. And in each one of these cases, we're going to have to answer that the tumtum isn't part of it. So we'll wait until tomorrow to go through that, and then we will clarify more about what we hold legabe the androgynous. Zanava egel she'ina magad le'arkov. Omru Chachomim, Komar Bidagalim Ken. That's just a Kozman, Sheyehum Megadlin, Enim Tachot. When we say Arkov, Ezeo Hakov Shaomro, says Rukhanim Ranatignas, the Arkov Shebeemtza Hayorech. Tana, Kefetz Elyon, Lo Kefetz Atachton, which you don't even see in the Egel, but Kenegdo Begamal Nikar. What do we need to repeat this whole thing? No, come on, anami pshita. I mean, if mishka chaktina and koshikin mifra piboy, el aile etada shlosha hosif by the case of Eila, and they told him not lo shamanu telo, or we find the deis of the Yechidah afterwards, Rav Chanina ben Atignas, Rav Chanina ben Gamliel. So I might think, they're Das Yechidah, comes along a tana tzotzim l'bekulu al elo mumin shochtim abachor u'psulei mumtashim niftir aleihem. Ve'elu she'in shochatin aleihem lo b'mikdash v'lo b'medina. Chavarvar ve'amayim she'inan kavuin, both of them in a kavuin. Hachutin ha'pnimiyot she'nivgemu avalo she'nekru. U'ba'al garav, u'ba'al yabelet, u'ba'al chazazit, zaken, chole, u'mezoha. Ve'chidevda bo'avira v'she'mit adam ha'pied echaro ha'pia ba'alim, tundu v'androgedes, lo b'bigdash v'lo b'dibidina. Rabbi Shimon Omer, why? Rabbi Shimon said, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, ein l'chamum gadol mizeh, v'chachamim omrim, ein l'bechor at all, it's not even a mum. It's gozuz, it's nevad. What do you mean, a garav lo? Ferish a posse. Optiv garav b'yoraita. And chazazig lo, v'chtiv yalefet b'yoraita. And it says b'ferish, garav is the keres, yalefet, is the Chazazit HaMitzrit? V'omre, Shlokish, Loma Nikro, Shmo Yalefet, Shimelafefet, V'olechet, Ad Yom HaMita. So be Shloma Chazazit HaChazazit. Okay, that's not a problem. Kan b'Chazazit HaMitzrit, v'kan b'Chazazit Yama. But what are you going to do with Garav HaGarav? Kasha. No, Garav HaGarav Damilo. Kasha. Ho'belach ho'yavesh. The lach is itzi, the yavesh is not. Lach is itzi. V'aktiv yakecha Hashem b'shchin Mitzrayim. And it mentions over there both Becheres, Begarav, Becheres. Since it says Becheres, so then Arei Garav Lach Amur. And it says Asher Lotucha Lei Rafei, even on the Lach. Sorry, take it back. Tlata Garav Avi. The Kra is talking about Yavesh Bebifnim Bebachut. The Matnitin is talking about Lach Bebachut and Bebifnim. Min Mitzrayim is talking about Yavesh Bebifnim Lach Bebachut. And it's the pasuk actually. It says, "Vayishchin abba abuot poreach ba'adam." Hazaken acholev amezoham. Minon emile the toner abonan minatzo minakfasim umina izim prat zaken acholev unamezoham v'tzricha. Dika drachman alamute zaken. So the law had a barrier. Avo cholev the had a barrier emalo v'katav lemuute cholev. I would say that's because a chol has lav urche, but a zaken is urche. Emelo, kador want a tray. I would say, okay, a chol and a zaken, both of them are kachishe, but a mezoham de lo kachish emelo. On the other hand, if we would have one to be mamaye, a mezoham, I would say it's because it's mos. Avalani dolomi, it's emelo, tzricha. Vishinevda bo aveira, minon emilaton rabban. Mina veema lo tziro vea v'nirva. Mina bakar lo tzita ne'evad. Mina tzon lo tzita mukta. U mina tzon lo tzita etanogea. Ay, vahani b'nei ketolonino. It's talking about a piyerech or a piyabalim. Now, bishlema tumtum b'migdash lo. Because I don't know what it is. But the kiva. B'medina also not. What if it's a zocher and doesn't have a mum? But an androgynous. I mean, b'migdash lo fine. Because maybe it's cool and it's in a kiva. But b'medina, even if it was a zocher, the nakvut should be a charitz in its genitals. So let me be shachet alein. Om Rabbi Yamakro, O charitz or shavur, to compare charitz to be the shavur. Ma shavur b'mokam etzem, af charitz b'mokam etzem. Rav Amar Nach, even without the shavur, is no way you could think that a charitz b'mokam boser is a mum. The Yisrael G'day l'chavim mum, so if the Torah writes garav, And you say the garav is a cheres, so then by definition it's mikra charetz, and it's noticeably mikra charetz. Dektivu mareo amok mina or ki mareo kama haamukam mina tzel. So then, if that's the case, licht avrachmana charutz v'lo boi garav v'amina charutz d'lo mois. Even that is a mum. Koshikin a garav, but it's both charutz and it's mois. So koshikin. Therefore, must be at the point. Katabachamana garav lamema charutz malkam basar. Without the garav, is not a mum. Now, Rabbi Shmuel says the inluchu of mum gadol mizeh. Why doesn't he hold of the comparison of charutz to shavur? Kabayan lo am charutz to be the shavur lo amrina, because the pasuk is listing all kinds of different things. Garav anami lo amar, because there's a big difference between a charutz that's covered by a garav and a charutz that smacked through its genitals. Things look crazy. So therefore, echdolo minkra, echdolo minkra, it's called a mumra, and we know that there's a big difference between mum and mumra. The Torah stresses kol mumra, karina be. Boy, Rava, what about Rabbi Yishmael? My time with Rabbi Yishmael. Is it that mifshat pshitele androgynous b'choru umumo imo? Or maybe it's actually svukim esafkele? And all Rabbi Yishmael is saying is as a matter of even if it would have a mumo ima l'may nafkamina, obviously in terms of getting malchus for kizav avoda, or whether it's hamayt shemichav ala varaya in terms of giving it to the kohen. I mean, if it's a vaday bechor, so you have to give it. Toshman Rabbi Loya, remember Shom Rabbi Yishmael, androgynous is a bechor. It just has a mum. Shmamina mifshap shidai, so he knows. Yeah, maybe means. Even if I'm drugged as a bechor, mumo imam, it's all he's saying. Tilin tum tzolomar ka'amar, tashma. Zachar itself means not a nekeva, I should hope. So kishomer lamata again in the carbonoyla here. It repeats in that ibadat sol carbono. Zachar. So ain't tamad lomar again zachar. Matamad lomar lotzitum tum mandrog. I'm asking you to tell me, who is the author of this money? You leave the Tanakama. Tanakama for sure meant it can't be the Tanakama. Because according to the Tanakama, it's a Sveika. You're telling me, Ati Kra Lamut is Sveika. Ella, who is it? Rabbanan Batrai. Rabbanan Batrai says, Nach, this thing is not a Bechor at all. Oh, that works out very well. So the Torah is saying this thing is not a Bechor. No, because Rabbanan learn it out from the word Zachar itself. They don't have an extra Zachar because they're talking about a Bechor. And by a Bechor, there's only one word, Zachar. Michad Kroinavke, the Gabi Bechor, Chad Zachar Udichtiv. And they come Mamayat Kulo Minayat. They are Mamayat all of the three, the Lojitum to Vandrogas and the Keva from one Bechor. Therefore, we're left with Rabbi Yishmael, okay? So now, Iyamit Bishlama Rabbi Yishmael is really Mifshat Pshitale. So that's why I need a pasuk to tell me. You should know that even though this is a Zachar, but it's not really suitable. But if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yishmael himself is a Misupik, we're back to original problem. So what, I need a pasuk to tell me how to deal with a Safek. Is there Kralamute Sveika? No, this is all wrong. It could very well be the Rabbanan Batroi. And it's not true that one Zohar automatically would exclude this. It's by Bechor, it says all three Zoharim, because it says Tarte Kroikliv HaZachar, and it says Zoharim. So therefore, we have additional Miyutim. So this may very well be the Rabbanan Batroi. V'chachamim Omrim Eino Bechor. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. We're holding on that Mem Aleph today, but we still have to do the Mishnah from yesterday on Mem Aleph days. Zanav Ha'egel, Sheina Maga'at La'arkov. If the tail of an eagle is not long enough to reach to the arkov, the Gemara is going to explain what the arkov is. We know that we actually have two joints. Very confusing in an eagle because the foot of the eagle is elongated in such a way that a human confuses it with a leg, so that the ankle is all the way up where a human's knee is, and the knee on the eagle is mechusa. It looks like it's all the way up near the pelvis. The mice on a camel, as we remember from Chulin, you can very clearly see the knee because it's not covered. The bosser goes up all the way by the camel. I think you have a beautiful picture over there. Even in color, because we would have no idea.
Right.
There you go. So on the cow, it's completely mechusa. You remember, don't see, you see a little blita, the bone sticks out. And on a camel, you see mamish, it's completely open, like on a human. That's the arkov that we're talking about. So Amru Chachamim, Kol Marbit Agalim Ken. that the norm is that there's two ways of learning here. Many Rishonim learn that the Rabbanim are coming to argue, and they're saying, as long as it's an ego, that's completely normal, because the norm is that the as the ego goes, kozman grows. I mean, kozman shein megadlin hanyim tafot. The tails that you see on an older animal, normally you don't see on a bechor, because a bechor is betoch shnosa, it's supposed to be shana b'shana. But lamaisa, it's perfectly normal. The other way of learning it is that kol marbis agol, the whole derech of an egel has to be, the norm is, this is how Rashi brings it, that the zanab should be magia to the arko. No, it's not part of the bell curve of, it's off of the curve for the zone of not to be magia even to the Yarkov, and that's why we tell you that it's possible, so it's like a purish, because anything that's completely off of the curve is bechlal considered to be a mum. Is there who Yarkov Shamu? Which Yarkov are we referring to? If the Yarkov means the joints, we're talking about the joints in the middle of there is no joint in the middle of the yerek. A very strange thing to say. Therefore, explains the Gemara. What he's trying to say is the kefetz elyon. What he means is that what you look at when you're looking at a cow, so you mistake the leg for the thigh, because you see a long foot, and the foot really on a human is a tiny little thing that goes in the other direction. You see the long foot, you go, oh. That must be, in fact, that must be the leg. Then the next part is the thigh. Then you notice there's a bump in the middle. Well, I guess there's some kind of joint in the middle of the thigh. The joint in the middle of the thigh. It was what looks like, obviously, there's no joint in the middle of the thigh. The pshat is the kevetalion, which is kinejo b'gamon dikah.
Just the highly commissioned.
Yeah, that which conjuncts, which moves in. Al elu mumin shochtina ta bechor utzira mudashin yitzin alein. So on all of the above listed mumin, you can both shech to bechor and you can be paid at tzulei hamudashin. Why are we repeating this? That's sulamali. That was the whole parak. You started off the parak by saying, Al elu mumin shochtina ta bechor. What do you gain by repeating yourself? No, I thought, but what do you mean? I didn't say Tzulei HaMukdashim. So the last piece of this Mishnah explains that the same din that we have, Lagabe, actually, was before we have Lagabe, Pidyon of Tzulei HaMukdashim. Of course, by before, there's no concept of Pidyon. It says, Lo Yivdeh. But here, it would be puzzled. No, come on, I mean, that's obvious. And I mean, Pshita, if you're allowed to be Tzulei and to eat at Chutz, in other words, it would be kachim b'chutz to go ahead now. You could still, because it's a mum, it's considered to be now the mitzvah of achila ha'chayim. So nifrat b'voy, it's a kosher cane. It's enough to be perik the kedusha on, and then to go and eat it as tzulei hamukdashim, which is kimas chulin. So why would I need to say that? Ah, you're right. Okay, so let's change that. Remember that we had before that Ela was Mesif, the case of the ayin, the eagle ayin, the lips, the shape of the mouth, things that the Chacham said, I don't know where you get that from. Then afterwards it says, okay, there was the Bezit Shalacharayim. Bezit Shalacharayim said, no, we're Makabal that. Then the Mishnah keeps going on and talking about various shites of Yechidim, Reb Chanina ben Artignas, we had yesterday, Reb Chanina ben Gamliel. All of this is not the Stam Mishnah. The first Mishnah up until Ela was Stam Mishnah. Comes along to Ela, they disagreed with this personal edition. So most of all, in Shlosha. Come along all the Mishnahs afterwards and talk about things which we present as Deus of Yechidim. So what I would have thought is that I did it on a Shlosha Osipa. Since Ela had said in Yamna, he asked three cases, Vamalo Zulo Shaman, or Lo Shaman, or Elo Esel. And then after we recover it, we end up with all of these other cases of the Yabelat Beinav, and the Zanav Agdiv Shekishel Chazir, and the case that we have the Zanav Egoshin Magas. All of these things keep coming up now with Yechidim attached to them. So I thought that it hadn't been for this. Now comes along the final closing Mishnah of the Seder to say, listen, Aleilu Mumin Sasim Labakulay, Aleilu Mumin Shechnas Abachor, Upsulam Mugdashim Nimtin Aleyem, and these are Ti'ilu, they were said as a Das and Stam Mishnah. So you shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that the middle Mishnah split the Perek into two, the first part being La'alach and the second part being Shalokala. In the end, it goes from Shalom and Makabah. But that represents now a new, a whole new thing, and it doesn't say we were Makabah the last ones. Try that again. You know, Zubin Mehta was conducting this week, and somebody's cell phone rang. In the front row, he stopped. Until the guy got his phone off, glared at him. I can imagine that guy is not going to come in with a phone again. And then he started again. You know, we can't have an interruption from the Zohar Halakha Mishnah. He said, well, I'll start again. From the president.
Zohar Halakha Mishnah.
The Elu She'ein Shochatim Aleim Lo B'Midash Lo V'Lo B'Medina. So the Mumin that we had until now were total Mumin, which are not only usher for the Mizbeach, but also kosher for Shmita. As we saw earlier, it's shayach to have a mum, which is a pagam in Tamim, even a mum ever is a pagam in Tamim, but it's not sufficient to go into Shechtanet. And following our mumim, which, although you're not allowed to Shechtanet, the Medina, you're also not allowed to Shecht an animal with such a mum, because it is not a Tamim, or it's not Mumcha, depending on the case. And these are the cases paralleling the Mishnayot that we had in the beginning. So we have the Chavavar and the Mayim that are Kavuim. Here we have a Chavavar and a Mayim in the Ayin, Sheinam Kavuim. So we said before, what defines that? The 80 days, the tests of the type of foods that you eat. Then we have the Chutin Hapnimiyos. We had the Mishnah earlier that said, Shenekru, Nekru is a mum because it's Nikru Mibachutz. But Shenivdemu, the Lo Nekru, would not be considered to be a mum. The Baal Gered, the Baal Yabelet, and the Baal Chazazit, and we were Mazbir earlier, that there's, depends whether we're talking about with an Etzem, which is a mum, which is the Fersh of the Terra, or without an Etzem, which is not a mum, unless it's in the Ayin. It's bullet. Here it's talking about the goof. So these are all mumim ovin. A zakein, which the Gemara in Zvokin is explained that he's mirtat matma ziknus. So that he can't, he shakes, he's trembling from ziknus. So that's already hakudel nala pepasecha, chayla. These are not mamish mumim, but they're not mufar. A mizuhan.
So it's
trembling,
if it's a problem.
Then it's
chayla. It's
old age. Age to the point where it can't stand properly.
So shaking can't stand,
yeah.
Not just shake.
Well, I mean, it's properly. He can stand, but he trembles the whole time. So he's constantly making up for his balance. And
it's not
nice. That's the Hakri Veil and all of the Fasan. That we see from the Navi was so angry. What do you bring? Say technically it's not a mum. That's exactly what you've been doing. Is that you would send us a gift? That you send us a gift. Very nice. Mizuam, an animal that smells. Shenevda bo avira, v'shein nevda bo avira is to be in nirva, or shein misadam. In both cases, al piyed echa. So we can. It's not also about no, that we're not b'chayiv at miso, oh, I'll be violent. The violent could also be made on it, but it can't be b'chayiv it. Depends why Rashi learns it can't be b'chayiv it because it's a knas to the violent. So he becomes not ready to be knas. Others learn because Olim Korovets from Amono, so he can't be made. Tumtum the Androgynous, and the Tumtum the Androgynous, and Lobe Migdash for Lobe Medina, surprisingly, you cannot check. An androgynous, which Tumtum, okay, I understand that. I don't know what it is. Androgynous, I would say, I mean, it's a deformation. So I can't, I should be able to check it, even on the side that it's a Bechorah. No, says the Mishnah. You cannot check it, not in the Mizbeach, but you can't check it outside of the Mizbeach of the Mum either. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel, I remember, what do you mean? Emachal Mum, God only said, well, what bigger Mum could you have than such a deformity? What are we talking about? What are we discussing? It's a moon. It's a bechor, not a bechor. You can go ahead, you can be gazed, you can be over it. An androgynous is not a zocher. Now, we'll see in the Gemara. I mean, we've already seen many times the issues of how we view androgynous. As to the Gemara, it's very confusing over here. You say a bal geret is not considered to be a moon kavua. But see, Gerav the Arayzah, it says the Pharisee in the Pesuk of Mumi, Averis or Shavur, O Gerav, O Yalefeth. I mean, the things you're saying over here, not Mumin, are Psukim. And the Chazazit, you said over here, Chazazit is not considered to be a Mumin. It says the Pharisee Yalefeth in the Pesuk, O Gerav, O Yalefeth, and the Brisa makes it clear that a Yalefeth is a Chazazit. Because in the bright it says Gerb is called the Cheres, the dry. The Alephet is what's called the Chazazit HaMitzrit. And Reish Lakish says, you know why we call it in the Pesuk a Yalephet instead of the way it's usually referred to? Because it sticks to you. You'll never cure it. Shemalafet the Halephet Ad Yom Hamisa. You can't get rid of it. So honestly, if you can't get rid of it, and it's called in the parashas Mumin, Yalefet, so then it's a Mum Kavua. Why does the Mishnah say that you can't shech on it? So okay, I can explain that by saying that there's two types of Chazazit. There's a Chazazit Mitzrit, and then there's the regular Chazazit, and it's only the Chazazit Mitzrit, which is Melapapto Ad Yom HaMisa. I accept that. So Mishnah, the Chazazit Bokasha, I can say, Tan the Chazazit HaMitzrit. Khan Bakazazit the Alma. Explain to me, where do you see different Gerevs? So let's try Gerev. If it says the Pharisee Gerev in the Pesuk, how are you explaining that Gerev? Kasha? So it's Kasha Gerev. A Gerev, not no Kasha, no. There are two types of a Gerev. A Gerev, you can have a Gerev which is Lach, and you can have a Gerev which is Yavesh, that which is Lach. So that can be cured. It's like a boil. Well, a boil, antibiotic, whatever, you can cure it. But Yavesh is the chat that the skin has died deep inside the body. That doesn't get better. So the Yavesh lo mitzi. The lach is mitzi. You're saying that the Mishnah is referring to the lach. And the lach can be cured. Is that true? It says, Yakecha Hashem b'shchin Mitzrayim. So it talks about Shchin Mitzrayim, at the end of which it says, Asher lo tuchal lehirapeh, that you cannot get better from Shchin Mitzrayim. And the pasuk continues, that also says, B'tachorim, B'gereb, U'b'cheres. So understand, so we have Gereb, we have Cheres, and Shchin Mitzrayim, and on all of them it says, the Ashalotu Kali Rape. If it says Cheret, the Cheret is by definition dry. That's what Cheret means. So then if it adds Gereb, it has to be Lach. So Halach Hamun. That means we're talking about Lach. And it says Ashalotu Kali Rape. So I understand how you're going to explain it. You're saying the Gereb by Mumin is Lach. So then why by the Terechacha does it say Gereb with Cheret, which has to mean that the Gereb itself here is Lach and is not the Kali Rape? It's not working here. There's a Gerev missing. You have to have three types of Gerev. And what's the chat? V'kom asher lo tuchal lirapeh. This is the way I'm going to have it. So that's what happened. There are indeed three types of Gerev. V'kra yavesh beimi bifnim meimim akwes. The pasuk that says by Mumin that is considered to be a Mum kavua, that is what is called the Cheres in this pasuk, because it's totally dry. Beimi bifnim, beimi makutz. The Mishnah that's talking about a mum over, which is called a gerev, is lachmi bifnim yivakutz. So it doesn't have a component on it that is hard. The Mitzrayim one is yavesh mi bifnim. V'lachmi b'chutz. And I'll prove it to you. Because what's the lashon in the pasuk when the Shechin Mitzrayim appeared? It says, V'yashchin ababuot poreach v'adam. So that means that the babua is a liquid bubble. In other words, is that a babua? So if it's a babua poreach, you're telling me that the bubbly part was on top, was coming up, poreach. That means that the inside part must have been dry. And that's a mess. So Mamela over there, it's a completely different type of thing. Therefore, the Torah refers to it in three different ways. You have the Cheret, you have the Gerev, and you have the Shin Mitzrayim. And those are all called the Grubim. Yeah, it was a strange thing.
Right.
Exactly.
And therefore,
it was a special quote. Hazaken va'cholev amizuham l'maisa. I mean, the Torah doesn't list those things. The Farish in the pasuk talk about the chaver, the avela, the derev, the son, and so forth. Averes. But I mean, where do we see that these systemic issues? An illness. I mean, it's not localized. I don't see a particular place. Zake. It's not localized. So, where does it say in the Torah that you can't do that? The Tanur Rabbanan, in the Parsha of Korbanos, initially, the Torah introduces the Yakriv Korban, Min Hatzon, Min HaKvasim, Min HaYizim. So, each one of those means is a miut. From, not all of them. So, what are we being mamayed over here? Prat lezaken lecholev lemezuhan, and we need to have three miutim because look, let's say if the Torah would have said one, what are we going to say? It's mute zaken, okay? Zaken lo harabonya. Zaken doesn't get better; it doesn't get younger again, except for sabachatri. But that stopped it through. That was the shalom tosis. You climb mountains. Is that a reversal? Or is it like a new beginning? Or but you should know, by the way, this week. Amazing. In Cape Town, I think for the fifth or sixth time running, or even more, the winner of the 100-meter dash was 100 years old. And every year he has bettered the record from the year before. So, yeah, at least, I mean. And he said...
In which category?
The Klau! The 100-meter dash for 12, not the 100-meter dash for people over 90. No. And he says, I don't know how long this is going to go on. I keep getting younger. That's amazing. It's inconceivable. What's that? I don't know. There was a Newsweek. It didn't say anything about it. Right? It's an unbelievable story. No picture.
He beat the 20-year-old?
He beats everybody. Every year. That's not the same.
Take them to sea level. In the
Ansbury, there's
no air.
Cape Town, there's no air.
No, Cape Town,
there
is air.
Oh, it's Cape Town, there is air. Yes, by the way.
Ansbury is 7,000 meters.
Right,
Is this
are you talking
about Korbanos in general?
Right.
Are
you
talking about Korbanos in general?
Yeah, this is the introduction to Parshas
Korbanos. Okay.
Not
about Korbanos.
No, not the Korbanos. So let's say the Torah would have said two psukim. Okay, so then I would say, okay, so what do we have over here? A zaken doesn't get younger. A choleh can get better. So maybe it's the flow, not a hakpodah. On the other hand, let's say we would be mamayet chayla. So, okay, chayla is not, that's not part of the norm. The person's not supposed to be sick, but he's supposed to be old. Avozakein anei urchein, and the alternatives are not good alternatives. So, emalo, vikatavachmon etrei, let's say we'd have 2 seconds, okay? That's lamu'utei hanei dikachishe. That's because the animal indeed is weaker, either because of its chayli or because of its zikna. But a mezuam, I mean, so, you know, it's a smelly animal, but, you know, it's still very animal. So, okay, what's wrong with that? The low coffee shame alone. The namin rutin mezuam, I would say, b'shum demois. On the other hand, what am I going to say? Let me darshan it to be mamayid. The mezuam, maybe because the mezuam is disgusting. Mashen came, the others aren't disgusting. I mean, so, I don't know, I need each one in order to make sure that I cover all my bases. So, honey, the low meat, say, I'm a low, therefore, it's 3, we have 3 miutim. With 3 miutim, we know that we're covered on all 3 of them, the Zuck and the Fela, and the also Mizuma. B'shenev dabo avera, how do we know that it's possible for a carbon? It's on Rabban. Min habehema lohotzi rovea v'nirva. Min habakar lohotzi at ha-ne'evad. Min hatzon lohotzi at ha-mukce. Umin hatzon is lohotzi at ha-nogea. I don't understand. Well, we need a pasuk here. This is supposed to be killed, these animals. Ani b'nei ketolah. No, means al piyeder, al piyah ba'alim. Now, then you take tumtum v'androgynous. Okay, b'shem tumtum, I understand. I certainly can't check the tumtum in the base of English. Could be kulum bazar, because maybe it's not a zot. Maybe it's an akedah. I can't check it in the Medina. Maybe it's a zorfer. It doesn't have a mum. I mean, they have a little flap of skin. We move them. But an androgynous, okay. And then I can't check the androgynous in the Mikdash. You hold it to suffix, let's say. Okay, so Zion. So suffix, I can't use it for a carbon. So maybe it's an akeva. But Medina? And let's say that it's a zorfer. And let's say that it's a bechor. Why isn't the fact that it also has a female genitalia, the equivalent of a charitz, that cuts through the skin, the yishkotala? Why don't we, I mean, it says the fairish charutz. What does charutz mean? Charutz means it's slitted. And it came, it's slitted. So that means that a zocher who is slitted is a balmoma. Well, what's the suffix about checking it up here? It's a fantastic moon. Omer Abaye, take a look at the context of the pasuk. It's O Charutz, O Shavur. So what's the context of Shavur? Shavur is it's something in the etzem. It's not Shavur the etzem. There's no change in itself. It's all basically structures of muscle and skin. No. So therefore, it's not included in Charutz. Charutz has to be Dunya de Shavur. Ma Shavur b'makam etzem, ma Charutz b'makam etzem. And there's no slit in a bone. Rav Amar, Rav says, what are you always making things complicated for? You have to learn it out of the similar. How could you couldn't think it otherwise? Even if it hadn't been compared to Shavur Nami Lo Basis Amar, that Harutz B'makam Basa Habe Muma, you can't possibly say that something which is a Harutz is considered to be a Mum if it doesn't affect anything but superficial structures. Because let's say for a moment that you hold it to Mum. So Esau Kadai Dechavi Muma. You said, did you not, even the Omar, Gerev. The Pharaoh says Gerev, the Pharaoh. Yeah? And you said not Gerev, the Cheres. The Cheres is by definition Michrat Choretz. That is a split. That type of hard skin inside the body is split. Which, by the way, may be even why it's called a Cheres. Because the sun is called the Cheres, right? We keep referring to Cheres, poetically, means the sun. So the Mar'ewa Mokmin Ha'or means Kemara Kama Ha'mukamin Ha'tzel. It's basically a split. If you have a nega, you're saying it looks like the skin is split. Because it's Ha'mukamin Ha'tzel. So then that means a Cheres is by definition. Is a mum if it's a chorus, but the Torah said chorus. So what do I mean now? A gerev. So obviously it's a different thing. So that would mean lichavakman a chorus below boy gerev. And I will say to myself, so if a chorus, which isn't even most, that's not disgusting. It's just flip. And nonetheless, that's a mum. You have a shayla that you have this disgusting growth that's eating up the skin and pulling it apart. I mean. That's nauseating, so for sure that's going to be a moment. I don't understand why you need to mention it separately. Therefore, Kosev Rachamona Gereb, the reason that it says Gereb is because indeed it's not Charutz. Because this is a Charutz from Makom Basa. So I go for learn out from here Lameima, the Charutz from Makom Basa. Lo Havi Muma. There you go.
So obviously a female by the androgynous.
It's not a moment. Where's Rabbi Yishmael, Leimer?
I think that's probably covered the rabbi. I think it's Garab. Garab would have come at that. I don't think it's with a stego on the first letter. Do you read?
You're right. You're 100% right. Why didn't you tell me before? You have to put me in a position where I embarrass myself and mispronounce. I hate mispronunciation.
I mentioned it quietly. I didn't know the rubber at the very beginning. I took him advice to say it loudly. I said it quietly.
And now you look, you made such a big fuss of it, and now I'm really embarrassed.
I apologize.
No, thank you very much. I'm just encouraging you to do it right away. So, we're at, for some reason, I have no idea what this is all about. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Emcha Mum Gadol Mizeh, they try to put it at the end after the Machlokas of Yehovah. I have no idea what this is. Why it would be Shayach at the end and not here, it simply makes no sense at all. This, anyway, this is where it belongs. This is where Rabbi Gershom, I don't know if any other period. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Emcha Mum Gadol Mizeh. So, okay, why doesn't he hold with the explanation of Abaya and Rava? Abaya and Rava explain, either from the Pasuk or from the Tzviyah, from Gerith, that it's not a moon. So why does he hold that those aren't good yukim, and that a slit is not considered to be a moon? Because Chabaya Lomer, he doesn't hold of Abaya. Chabaya is diminished over Lomer, but if you have a whole list in a Pasuk, you can't define the context doctor by the next one. Well, a lot of things that weren't affecting Etzem. I don't see that as a view. As far as Rava, it's also a big difference. What are you telling me? That a Gerev, you're comparing a Gerev to a Nakvus? I mean, come on, man. A Gerev is a little thing, so maybe the upper layer of skin is slit. I'm doing it again, Gorev. I don't know what I got into the habit of. Okay? Sorry, Gorev. That's true. You know, there's the yeshivish pronunciation, the Russian mikra lachud, and Russian yeshivish pronunciation. The garav is a tiny thing, and this is a serious slit. So it's over there. It's not minka. So then a heck of a long minka. It's not considered to be a charutz in the basar. But hey, for the minkra, it's still a mumra, it's a co-mumra. This is a pretty big mumra. I mean, I guarantee you, there ain't no parent in the world that's not going to go and have this taken care of. Whereas a gerev, male, a gerev, you know, they put it off for a couple of years, somebody to get to the doctor. But what's the comparison? Boy, Rav asks like this, how are we to understand Rav Yishmael? My time with Rav Yishmael is the pshat that Rabbi Yishmael is saying, look, you're right, it's a bechor. But then look, so in other words, it's a pashta sin, but an azorka, this is a zorker. The only thing is a zorker with a moon. Or is he saying, look, I can't decide if it's a bechor either. I mean, but I don't understand your suffering. You're right about a nekeva, maybe it's a nekeva. That's a mela, zichar not, it would be foolish to bring it to the mikdash, it's a mela. But even if it's a zorker, it's definitely a moon. Maybe that's what he's saying. So mifshet pshitalei that androgynous is a bechor, except it's a bechor umumo imo. Oh, Dil mesvuki mesavka. Maybe it's mesubik if it's a bechor, but maybe it's not a zocher. And all he's saying is intim salimer. It's even on the side, but it's a zocher. It's a bechor. It's a bechor umumo imo. Intim zar bechor umumo imo. But might not be. Who cares? What do you mean? The tremendous not to mean it. First of all, if it's an impim soloimar, I mean, so then there's a shayla l'milk el mishum gizav aveda. Doesn't really mean the milk, because it would be a sopik, but it would be an iser over here. Hey, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm going to say now. No, I'm sorry, what did I do? No, that's a mistake. No, it means a milk. And if it's varai of a forest, and it doesn't help, it has a milk. Sorry. The other side. So then it would be an iser the arise to be gizav aveda. Or, if it's a bechor, you have to give it to a kohen. If it's a Mesupik, if it's a Bechor, let's go and prove it's a Zohar, and I'll give it to him. If not, I'll eat it myself. The Muma. See, Nami, let me ask for the Koi. Tashma, Rabbi Loh, I'm Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Androgynous Bechoru, the Muma. Here it seems to be saying, the way Rabbi Loh is quoting him, that it is a Bechor Badai, but it has a moon. Shma, I mean, I'm Mishum, she tells him, apparently he holds it's definitely a Zohar. What's the right? Maybe he's just saying an androgynous, which you hold to be a bechor, would be a bechor of mumo imo, but he's not absolutely saying necessarily that an androgynous is a bechor. So dilma imtim saloma karma, all he means to say is an imtim saloma, that's all. He's not 100% being koveya. In other words, androgynous, im b'charu mumoimo, is basically what it would be saying. Toshma, zachar v'lo nekeva. We darshan over here, legabe, not legabe b'char, legabe, the dinim of a korban oila. So it says in the Taras Kayanim, zachar tamim yakriben. What's the chat zachar? Not a nekeva. Then why does it repeat again? It says the whole parsha again, remember, for tzayin. Repeats again. Zachar tamim. So why does that say zachar again? Shein tamid lomer zachar. Ma tamid lomer lo tituk tam androgynous. So this zachar has come to tell me not a tituk tam androgynous. Now, let's think for a moment. Who is the author of this price? Mom. Ilei matanakama. If it's the Tanakhama in our Mishnah, Tanakhama in our Mishnah said that a tzumtzum androgynous is a sofek, and says you can't do it here, you can't do it there, because obviously they hold it, so maybe it's a bechor. So what's the pasuk say? That legabe kachim. Well, don't bring it sofek. I understand. I mean, a pasuk brings it, tell me it's a bit of a sofek. I got a book who can't make up his mind. Is it a zofek or a cable? Well, what's that supposed to mean? Why do we need a post to tell me a suffix? A suffix is a din and call us a you have the suffix, or Borgon doesn't have the suffix. So that can't be it because of Rabbanan then. So I'll see Kolomute Sveka. Elo Rabbanan Batsroi. Is it rather the Rabbanan of the Mishnah who say, why are you talking about it before? It's not a Bechor. Why are you questioning whether it's not a Bechor? Oh, so they're saying, Chad V'chalak, the Torah does not view an androgynous as a Bechor. Well, that's very interesting, but it can't be the Mabion in this price. Why? Because by Bechor it doesn't say Zachar twice. They made a big spiel over here in the Drosha that says Zachar Lamala, it says Zachar Lamata, Mata Lamala Zachar, must be the second Zachar is Lahoti Tumtum Androgynous. By Bechor it says Zachar twice. It says Zachar once. And nonetheless, whoever these Rabbanan are, they conclude on the basis of that Zohar, however they know it, maybe it's Mitanasvar, that a Zohar is not an androgynous. An androgynous is not a Zohar. So why would they have needed Lagabi Erla Tutsukit, one to tell me Stam Zohar, the other one to tell me not to be an androgynous? So it can't be them either. So who is it? There's only one sheet to left. Let's see this inside yet. So is it the Rabbanan now Basroi? No. Because Michatkra Mafti, they're able to run out Tumtum Androgynous just from the word Zachar. Because by Bechor, it only says Zachar once. Chad Zachar Udetzi. It only says once, and nonetheless, become a Mayat Kuluminai, they learn from that one Zachar, Lafuki Tumtum Androgynous. So therefore, they don't say, well, I need Zachar to tell me Zachar below Nekeba. And if you want to tell me again Zachar, then I'll know Tumtum Androgynous. So they can't be the author of the Sifri Elochita Rabbi Shmuel. The only other shita that we have is the shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Okay? Now, your question, so what does Rabbi Shmuel hold? Does Rabbi Shmuel hold maybe it's a Bechor, and in which case it's Mumo Yimon, or it's Varai a Bechor Mumo Yimon? Now you know the answer. Because if it's maybe a Bechor, what's the Pasuk telling you? Pasuk is telling you maybe it's a Bechor. I mean, the meaning, maybe in this case, maybe it's a Zohar. That's a Sufik, it's a Kalamut Yisveika. So therefore, this Pshita Rabbi Shmuel is saying, yeah, Rabbi Shmuel Shmuel Mipshet Pshita. They're telling me that Rabbi Shmuel is saying, listen here, buddies, the Tumtum of Androgynous is not, at least let's forget about Tumtum, we're going to see, we don't really mean Tumtum here. But the Androgynous is, I'm telling you, has a halacha of a zacha, so then you're going to tell me it's mipshet pshitale. So I need a pasuk to tell me afal pikein. I mean this type of zacha, and this is not kosher. But you're telling me the pasuk, this group are coming to be ma'ir. You know, I haven't figured out what to do about an androgynous. The Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, what is that supposed to be? So it's a chralam ute. What do I need? What do I need? It's a chralam ute sveka. Says Gemara, I beg your pardon. You built this whole thing on a wrong assumption. Namely, it only says Zohar by Bechor once. Well, that's true. But it also says Zicharim. But why couldn't you dash me? From Zicharim. So Leolam Rabbanu Basroi, why can't it be going on the Rabbanu Basroi? It says Asher Yelak Hazikorim LaHashem. That's also Kosher. Hazikorim LaHashem. Why do you have to be Dafka? Hazakar Takdish? Kol Asher Hazikorim LaHashem. That's not two Zikorim. That's two Zikorim. So maybe Kseikwaitsi the Hazakar, the Hazikorim, and therefore the Rabbanu Basroi, when it comes to Korshim, Korban Eilah, also be two Zikorim. Zakhar, Zakhar, one by Tzon and one by Borkum. Omre Chista, this machlokes over the Chachomim, I mean, it's the Klal, not a Bechor. Then we have the other sheet that's over. There's a Bechor, we have to deal with the issue of is it a Mum, is it a Mum Mishachir, a Love, is it a Mum Lechol. It's only a machlokes by brokenness. When it comes to a Tumtum, nobody holds a Tumtum is definitely not a Zakhar, a Zakhar. I don't know what I'm doing with the pronunciation, but I meant the Zohar. So a tumtum is divrei hakos veiku. The Rabbanan never meant to hold that a tumtum is not a bechor, and for sure that's a sofek, and it would be kadosh misveika. No shaila that it has a kedusha over here, at least beside a sofek. And the mail that would be, you'd have to be master, the Abigiza, the Abigiza, and so on and so forth.
Brothers have to
say something.
Why isn't
there
brothers the same subject? Androgynous has a subject.
An androgynous is a malformed genitalia that has in it both zachrus and nachrus.
Both exposed.
And both are exposed. The tumtum is perfectly normal. The genitalia is normal. LMI, there's an additional growth, a flap of skin that needs to be slit open in order to expose the genitalia. Finally, so what is that? So it has a slit, a piece of skin over it, so therefore that's considered to be a not zohar. I mean, take off the piece of skin. If it happens very often, then simply cut it off. It's an additional growth.
If you have a good logic, you have to pull it. But some of these other issues, if you had to do with a limited focus, or if you had to do with some type of.
That's something else, whether it's called unmoon, but it certainly doesn't change the sexual identification. It's either a zohar or a nekeva. You don't know.
But the symptom was exposed, so then becomes.
It's a normal animal? He's tiny, that, but what about Mumish? Mumish, we'll see. Tomorrow. It could be, but. No, the God of Rabbi Shmuel. We have to discuss what's Rabbi Shmuel.
What does tumtum mean?
I don't remember.
How do you define it today?
No, it's not an ambiguous sex at all. A tumtum. I forgot. It has a name, and it's fairly common. I mean, it's
probably operates. They do a few.
Yeah, it's one of those things they correct like right away.
By eliminating one of
the. No, a tumtum doesn't have different. Oh, androgynous is more complicated. There's many, many types of androgynous. They're called androgynous in English also because they're good. So there's many types of androgynous. You have to first determine what it is. Is it a zohar? Is it a nekeva? What they do is they do a genetic test.
A genetic.
A tumtum
after correction.
Huh?
Is
either a Zohar or a Nekeva, depending on what it is.
You
can find out.
Well, there's three chromosomes.
Yeah, there are types of androgynous where, in fact, there are different sex. There are various snaps. Lamaita, each one of the sheep is a Megamar is represented by a sub of androgynous Lamaita, right? This is a suffix. There's a Birya Bithyasma. There's one that's ambiguous, and there's one that's back of something else that has three chromosomes. And so there's a strange mixture that's back of different things. Okay, so on Shabbos we will examine the other issues of the tumtum. They go on for quite a way. I hope you're going to be here because we have a very important moment coming up on Shabbos.
Yeah, we're getting to number 7.
Yeah.
And once again, a tumtum is either.
Yes, can be either a zohar or a keva, and you have to look to find out.
It's covered. It's covered, but yeah. When you cut away the cover, then
and
you
it's
find
very,
out.
Very unambiguous, unless it's also an androgynous.
No, it's
androgynous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where have we talked about that?
No, I never said. No.
Really